shaking on the rocks and garlands of weed and reed wrap around his socks and gently floss his teeth. They stitch and cross the wash his surgery. Then Shane yelled while Chris screamed that thing's after me. Then Jen touched the bone. Shaggy is the coast of Maine. You took off your shirt and told me to refrain from making sure the help was earned. How the death occurred and when I saw was when I turned and I said, what do you expect a fairy to carry you across a stream? From a pear tree. First, relax your jaw. Feel your teeth settle, the muscles soft and raw. And when you're dead, all red and tooth and claw. Thank you.
taking time to adjust my sight to the bottle that I learned to hate it. Think I saw something running past the back porch light. Too dark to be driving on these dark roads. It's home if I can make it. Never understood such honest things. Never really learned the words to thank you. Once I wrote some lines for play before your time, and you said you saw leaves falling from the clouds, blooming from the trees. I said, I don't believe you when you tell me that.
Someone or know of someone who is affected by vision loss? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind. From technology training to public awareness to, most importantly, peer support, these are just a few services they offer to help their members achieve their full potential. Come see how we can raise their potential more by visiting ccbbcyukon.com.
Are you a fan of industrial and have been trying to find smaller artists? Have you only heard of Nine Inch Nails and are looking to get further into the genre? Maybe you're like that guy I met in my lecture who hadn't even heard of Linkin Park. No matter where you're coming from, Wire & Nerve is the show for you. 1 hour of all kinds of industrial, from Throbbing Gristle to Godflesh to Frontline Assembly and more. Tune in Mondays 7 to 8 p.m. only on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby.
I didn't know Linkin Park was industrial. I didn't know they were that. Live from the basement of the Sub, high atop Burnaby Mountain, this is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. Just a quick I was talking about oil and gas earlier. I was talking about there's an LNG terminal in St. John, New Brunswick. It's true there is one. However, I did have my mind blown. There is a Trans-Canada natural gas pipeline, which, you know, in its main section is it's 48 inches in diameter. It's a really big pipe. It's been there since, like, the 1950s. And it serves, you know, southern Ontario, southern Quebec, places like that. St. John, New Brunswick, which is, that's a major petrochemical hub. That and Sarnia, which is the place where that MP defected. Yeah, it's, they have an LNG terminal there, but it's an import terminal. So they import LNG, believe it or not, to St. John, New Brunswick. When it gets put into pipes and it goes to, I think it supplies 20% of the U.S. Northeast. I think that's their claim. It supplies 20% of that supply, and it also sends some back into Canada. So it is not an export terminal. So that pipe that we can't, and that the pipe I was talking about, the one that's 48 inches in diameter and carries all the natural gas to Ontario and Quebec, basically ends in Montreal, and it ends up probably connecting to the pipes that connect to St. John through the United States at that point. So it's just, you know, we have integrated markets. So there's not an export terminal there. We have an export terminal in Kitimat. We have that. So we can get natural gas to, Asia Pacific, which is where they say they need our oil. Like Europe gets supplied from different places. That was the housekeeping, I guess, for the show favorites. Boy, that was pretty quiet. Started with Super Friends, No Good Reason, off Slideshow, and then Frankie and the Witch Fingers, Activate. Bridget Dawson and the Mothers Network, The Fool. And then it was Westlake and with Pear Tree off of I Am Steaming Mushrooms. Cindy Lee from Diamond Jubilee, Don't Tell Me I'm Wrong, and then Being Dead. I really like that song. That's from Eels. That is Good Night. And then I guess I finished up with Christopher Atkins because I've been talking too much. So, what other myths are we trying to bust tonight? I can't believe Vancouver actually thinks there's not going to be an MLB team here. They're not going to get a baseball team. Spoiler alert. Major League Baseball is expanding, I believe, to 32 teams. And the front runners, there's three front runners right now in the U.S. There is the main ones are Salt Lake City and Nashville. Those are the places they're talking about as the most plausible locations for new Major League Baseball franchises. I think Mexico City probably stands a better chance of getting one than Vancouver, and that's not a joke. It's in the conversation. I just don't think this is a big enough market. And there's enough, it would be great to have a baseball. I'd love to have a baseball team here. But you can always go to Seattle, and Jays are always on TV if you have cable or a sports app. So I went through those songs. I think I'm good. Yeah, so it's an export terminal, St. John, New Brunswick. So, boy, I did not know that. They probably get it from the Gulf. I think they probably would be coming from the Gulf where they process it all down there. I think that's where it would be coming from. Anyway, I'm going to get back to the music.